Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Every Monday at 7 o'clock, we check in with ESPN.com Commanders insider John Keim. He joins us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. What's up?
So, John, before we get into the game stuff, EB asked a question and none of us really had the answer. Why was Jamin Davis inactive? Do you know the answer?
I don't have the good answer there either. So, it's funny because that did not come up after the game. And, you know, he wasn't on the injury report or anything like that. And so I don't have a good answer. Sorry.
I'm wondering if it was like disciplinary or, I mean, because he played pretty well. I just don't understand the thing.
Yeah, I can't imagine some sort of disciplinary thing. That's not his, that's not Davis, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't have a good answer for that. And it's something like after the game, there's so many other things to talk about, mm-hmm. but that is something that Moore to ask today. Like, why that one? Because it's, last week he had a couple nice plays. It's not like I watched every play and grade every mm-hmm. play of his, but you saw some things that were pretty good. And, you know, so, yeah.
I think that the reason maybe it's relevant to us is they didn't have much of a pass rush yesterday. Daniel Jones, very comfortable, mm-hmm. and Jamin is somebody who – at least there was some hope that he would provide some pass rush. What'd you make overall of the defensive pressure?
Well, a couple of things. One, where Davis actually has helped them is more against the run. He hasn't applied the pass rush as a pass rusher from the edge. He was better maybe if he's standing up and maybe looping to the inside, those kind of things. So I don't know that that would have been much different at all. But as far as the pressure goes, where I have the bigger problem is the run, because they're getting hurt mm-hmm. on the ground
yep.
and gaps are there. And used to seeing Payne and Allen being way more effective inside than they've shown so far, and not putting it all on them, because when you're defending the run, it takes more. But it's just, you know, you're used to seeing these guys make more plays and you know, across the board, we're not seeing that. And so I think, to me, that's more troubling than the pass game, because if you can't stop the run in this league, you're going to have a long season.
Yeah. It's
Are you putting that on the – I mean, I know it's not all on the defensive tackles. Are you putting some of that on the linebackers and the safeties too, mm-hmm. missing tackles?
Well, I think you put it on everybody when you're doing that, because – when you know, in the past, what we've always seen, and whenever there's a run defense that struggles, guys are getting out of gaps,
mm-hmm.
Guys are getting moved, so it's all of that. And there's sometimes, you know, it could be a safety fit, but it usually has seemed like guys are getting moved a little bit or out of the gaps inside for whatever reason. And it's just, you know, and I also wonder, too, like, they just didn't spend – much time playing together this preseason. And I wonder if there is still a lingering effect on that, or is it, what is it? And I think that's going to be something to watch. And I don't have a good answer for that. So, because we've seen it, but what I know is there are too many big gaps that guys are getting through. And it's, it's going to be hard to survive if you don't improve in that area.
I was under the
pressure has to get better too. I thought there'd be more, a little bit more pressure designs that would help. But
100%. That's exactly what I was going to bring up, John.
Yeah.
I was under the impression this was going to be more like a Greg Williams defense, where you got pressure coming from all places. You know, because you know you can't hold up on the back end. So you're going to have to take some chances. And then I'm watching this, and I feel like Ron and Jack are coaching the defense at times.
And, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about that this morning, too. And just, like, I thought, you know, why does it take, again, because – and I don't want to just put everything on it's new, but it is new, right? But I don't want to just say, well, it's just because it's new, because I don't know that it's just because of that. I don't know. But yes, I thought there'd be a little bit more of that. And I do, it's not like they're not sending pressures. They are, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's one where when I go back and watch this morning is just to watch more of that. Like, what is going on there? Are they as effective? Why, right? That's always a question. But I thought there'd be a little bit more. But again, I don't want to say that they're, you know, I know I've seen some, but what I know is it's not getting home.
Right.
And, you know, so and sometimes guys have to win, you know, and if you're not having guys that win enough, then it's just going to be a struggle. But I thought there'd be a little bit more of that. And, you know, does it take time to build to that? You know, I think we'll see. But I know we all know it has to get better. And I, you know, I think that defense was really bad last year. And, you know, it was really bad. And so there were a lot of changes for a reason. But, man, it's got to get better.
So, John, yeah. Through 2 weeks, Evans, Godwin, and now Neighbors have feasted on the secondary. Jamar yeah. Chase and possibly agreed. T. Higgins coming back from a hamstring injury loom on Monday Night Football. How did they make adjustments? Because we know that Chase is going to be motivated. He's got 10 catches for a little bit under 100 yards at this point. He's looking to have a big game against – obviously a depleted secondary.
And then Marvin Harrison Jr. too, right. The week after. So right. Yeah. And a very improved Arizona offense. So yes, how does it improve? I mean, I'll say this again, you've got to stop the run. You've got to apply pressure because the corners are what they are. And that's not going to change. And, you know, when you're in position to make a tackle, you know, and there were a couple of times, and then there were a couple of times too, like with Neighbors, where he's running the crosser and Wagner gets caught up in traffic and he and Davis collide a little bit, and that's all he needed. But, and I don't know, I think he probably had to get in the ball anyways, but, you know, so some of those are little, that's a little thing that you can clean up, right? Like something like that. But the, you know, again, I would say you've got to apply some pressure.
All right, because
that's the way you can increase that. I just don't see how you're not going to change who you have at, mm-hmm. in the secondary.
All right, let's talk about some of the positives. First, we'll start with Brian Robinson. Maybe a star turn for him. I don't know. I thought he looked great in the preseason. Week one, didn't really see that. But this is kind of what I was hoping for. I didn't expect 8 yards per carry. But he really looked good. And then, you know, Eckler looks like he's got his legs. So, I mean, I really like that duo. In fact, I'd still like to see him use Eckler even more.
They're very effective. And I think what we're seeing from those two is legit. Robinson, with a couple things, like he had, someone else said this in the press box, like he's running angry. And like that fourth down and one, he just barreled over somebody 5 yards after first contact. Right. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I think the vision has been pretty good. I like the design of the run game better in terms of, like, you know, with the pulling action, et cetera. And then also on the 32 yard run, this is where Jaden Daniels helps. And we saw this with Robert in 12, right. Where you have to honor the quarterback's legs. And there was one time where Thibodeau is coming up as a left end, could have just come right at the mesh point and leveled Robinson, but he's got to pause mm-hmm. because of Daniels. And then Cosme's pulling, takes care of another tackle. Beatis just seals Lawrence inside, and there goes Robinson for 32. But that's like the little detail on that with the threat of the legs helps create some of that, right? And then, I mean, listen, Robinson has vision and all that, but if without that, then, you know, you're talking about a guy who's like, you know, maybe in the backfield getting tackled. But I think this is legit for them. Now, obviously, he's not going to average 8 yards a carry, but I think you can use him a lot more. And I also think that Eckler has looked good all summer.
Yeah.
So what he's doing is a surprise. And, you know, it's funny because after they signed him, you heard like, oh, well, you know, he's lost a step, he's lost this. Well, he had the high ankle sprain last year. That kind of impacts a running back in your ability to cut in particular. And I think what we're seeing is you saw on, I think it was like the third and he had that run inside the red zone, like on third. It was the one that set up the fourth and one where they had the first false start. But he had that run. He's like, he's almost slaloming down the slope, like just the way his body's moving and swerving and cutting in short space was impressive. And that's what you see from him too. So, you know, he's pretty strong for his size. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think that's a good combination for them. And I think you you can lean on that a little bit more. You know, you can continue to lean on that as you go forward, because I think that's, you want to create an identity. I think you can start with those guys.
Listen, I love that we had 37 minutes of time of possession. That was amazing. I mean, that was really a key. But I'm not still sold on this offense yet. I don't get it. And right when I was about to explode, they finally run that little creative little screen play or whatever that you know, and that was great. And then they started throwing downfield a little bit. I know they're trying to break Daniels in slowly, and they don't want to expose him, and they don't have the greatest offensive line. I get it. But, like, you know, 10, 11, 12 passes behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, the way they're utilizing Terry is kind of frustrating. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it yet. I'm torn on this one.
Yeah, and, you know, I think part of it, too, is how does watching Jaden evolve as the quarterback, right? And just there's a couple of things. One thing I really liked from yesterday, he doesn't force the ball. Mm-hmm. Into areas, right? And they're playing a lot of zone. They're keeping everything in front, and they knew about the pressure, so they want to get things out quick. So I get that. But what I also like, there was a play early in the game where New York blitzed a little bit more than I thought they would. Well, actually, not that I thought them. They showed in the first week. But it's not surprising because you knew they had problems with it last week, so they're going to continue to face that. But there's one time where it's like, okay, you know, you had a swing pass to Robinson, but the dig to Diami is open on the other side. So, you know, I think it's one of those things, like, you're not expecting the blitz, but then the backside safety comes, and then if you see that, you can get to the backside. That's part of the growth of a quarterback, right? And I think, you know, there's sometimes, even last week, where that was the case, where he admitted that there's sometimes you're predetermining a read, and then can you go to something else as you get more comfortable? I think the answer with him is yes. Mm-hmm. So that's where I think you can see the growth. Like, the growth potential is there because of his growth potential. I mean, he's making plays and not turning it over while he's learning the position in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think you can watch guys like Caleb Williams and see, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's not easy, even if you have a lot of talent around you. And so I think that's where the growth potential is. And then just the run game. I'll take my chances with an offense that's gaining 425 yards and getting in the red zone a lot, because eventually you've got to break through, right? I mean, you would think, right? And so, like, that's like the, for the offense, the encouraging thing is you move the ball up and down the field. It's just that in the red zone, the penalties, the sacks, that's where, and then it's like, do you have the guys to then get free down there enough to win? And so, like, that's where it's like, can they do that? But
and they caught two major breaks, John, because of the Gano hammy.
Oh yeah.
And then
the
neighbors drop. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You talked about the false starts, 10 penalties for 70 yards. I don't know how many of those were offensive. I think the majority of them.
Seven or maybe.
Yeah. Is that all on the offensive line, or is some of that because of cadence for Jaden? Yeah. What's going on there?
I think because, like, we saw that this summer too. There were a decent number of false start penalties in practices.
Oh, okay.
And oftentimes it can go back to cadence. It's not blaming the quarterback. I think it's getting used to the quarterback's cadence for guys in certain areas. And if you're changing it up in certain areas, and I was talking to Nick Allegretti, the guard, about this afterwards. He's like, you know, if a new guy comes on board and there's everything's established, it's a little bit easier to get used to something versus everybody is getting used to everything at this point. So, you know, is it just that? I don't, you know, I think for their sake, they have to hope so, because otherwise it's a bigger problem, because you would think that you can get used to that by now. You know, what I'd say is it's completely unacceptable. I mean, it killed them a number of times. Like, if you know, it's great to control the ball, but if you control the ball like this and settle for field goals against Cincinnati, Arizona, you're losing both games, period. And it's always about controlling the ball resulting in touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can beat a bad team that way, but you can't beat a good team that way. And so, you know, I think some of that is related to that. But again, like, you know, by this point, you need to start getting a little bit more used to it than to keep committing those kind of penalties. I mean, it's just, that's a killer. One of the things I like with this coaching staff is that they will say, this is unacceptable. I don't, you know, like mm-hmm. even Joe Witt last week was like, I don't want to hear that it was one, you know, first game, because you only get 17 of these things. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be better each time. I think that's the only approach you can take, because I think if you take that, you have a better chance to get better rather than, you know, trying to find reasons why or making excuses. Like, no.
Well, John, it is to tell the truth Monday. I'm sure it's really yeah. different than what they've done in the past, but he's got yeah. a brand name yeah. to it.
Yeah, he does. And there's a lot of truth telling that needs to be told, because there, you know, there are, again, especially on, you know, on defense, like there's just things that are.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It just has to be better. And, yeah, I mean, but the penalties there, they don't have the playmakers to overcome. Like, what they had to do is go on these long drives. And that's a hard way to sustain life in the NFL on offense. You know, it's why playmakers get paid a lot of money, because you can shorten those drives. And you don't have enough of those guys to offset committing shooting yourself in the foot that often. You just can't. But they're getting, you know, but here it goes back to like Daniel's ability to, you know, be very smart with the ball. And I don't know that I remember a pass in the last two games. You're like, oh man, that should have been picked. Whereas like, you know, with Howell, with Heineke, with those guys, like there'd be like, oh yeah.
Maybe the floater to Ertz, maybe. That was kind of a floater.
Maybe, and he couldn't step into that one, but that yeah. wasn't a bad decision. That
no,
was,
right.
You can't step in, but, you know, but yes. I,
no, they're not living on the edge like they did with Howell and other guys, for sure.
In his back pocket. And so I think when you make the other mistakes, if you're not turning it over, you still have a chance.
Yep.
And that, but, you know, there are definitely things that have to get better. But, you know, I think the number one thing I'd be encouraged by is just the way a young quarterback has handled himself in the game. I mean, it's, you know, so.
All right, thank you, John.
The run game is really good. So. Yep.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, we should do a Tell the Truth Monday.
Well, coming up next, we'll hit the Skins, mm-hmm. and we can take a deep dive on why they were 0-for in the red zone and what they can do to correct that, because they didn't punt. They moved the ball a ton. They dominated time of possession. They ran for over 200 yards, but they couldn't punch it in the end zone. 800-636-1067. Why is that so? Do you put that on the coaching? Do you put that on the offensive line? The penalties? And what can they do to correct it? We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067 as we hit the Skins here on the Junkies.